Sin Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalit. Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, we're continuing the last two of the four categories. This category now is a category of things that they need to be designated as food, but once they're designated as food, they do not be in Hershem, which is a Nivlas Behemoth Meya, the dead body of a non-kosher animal. Till now we're talking about taking off a piece of meat from the live animal. And now talking about the whole entire animal died. Then the chomakim, wherever it is, the nidla toiftara bikfarim, and the vela of a kosher bird, or the chicken that died and the like, in the kfarim, the little villages, because it seems to be that in the large cities, even a of tahar that died wouldn't be sold in the stores, people would eat it, even if it wasn't shechted, which definitely have nowadays, and therefore in the big cities it would not need machshava. It was designated for eating purposes, at least by non-Jews, but in the little villages, if a bird would die and wasn't shechted, it would not eat at all, and therefore it needs machshava. Now here the question is, why does it not need hefshe? Till now we understood that it's always, even if it's regular food, in order for it to make kabbalah, it has to have the hesher of this liquid being put on it. So the idea behind it is these two things are the etzem metame tuma chamura. They're always tatuma also. A nevela, an animal that dies, is the abatuma. A bird, which is also nidlat oif, is also abatuma. So something that's abatuma doesn't need a hesher. The question is, if it's abatuma, what does that have to do with the whole discussion? The whole discussion is tumas oichlim, and not, which is a rishon l'tuma, something that receives tuma, and not an avatuma. So the Mepharshim explained, or the Gemara explained, that we're talking about a case where you need a kebetza, a certain size of food, in order for that food to matama something else. In order for an nevela to be matama, the nevela has to be the size of a kezayis. If you have a half a kezayis of nevela, it's not going to be matama mitzav nevela. So if you take a half a kezayis of nevela, and you combine it with a certain amount of other food, and you have a sum total of kebetza, do we say that this amount of nevela, the hema or eftar, will be combined to that share of a kedeta? If we look at it, this nevela as food, so then we'll combine and we have a sum total of kedeta, and that kedeta now can be some other things. If we look at this part of the chatizayis of nevela as not being food, then we have whole kedeta, but not the entire kedeta is not food, and therefore it will not be able to be some of something else. So that's what we're saying. In order for these two types of nevelas, of the hema or of Torah, to the mitzvah, to the kedeta, with other food, it needs machshava. You have to designate these nevelas as food, and once you do that, then it will automatically be mitzvah to the rest of the food, even though this nevela did not have hesher mayim. Okay, now the last category, which are things that do not need to be designated and do not need a hefsher, also nivas behema toyer b'chol makom, and the vela of a kosher animal, which was known as the kosher animal, was not shechted, that died. The nivas oif hatoyer v'chel v'shvokim, or an vela of a kosher bird and fat in places where they have the big marketplaces, and there, in those places they do sell these items. Therefore, in these places they're considered food, and therefore they do not need to be designated to be food, and they also do not need a hefsher because they're telling by themselves, or the oftar at least will be telling if somebody swallows it. Okay. Now, the Shimon Oimer, Afal Gomel Vaneves, Veshofen Vachadeh. The Shimon says that these non-kosher animals also, even though the mice can't check them because they're not kosher animals, the camel and the hare and the rabbit and the chazeh, the pig, he says that there wasn't enough people that were eating these for them to be considered food, and they don't need a hersher, they don't need machshava, they don't need to be designated as food because they are eaten, and they don't need hersher because they themselves are tameh.